failed rescue for Americans held by ISIS,
including journalist James Foley.
U.S. doctor winning the Ebola fight.
He could leave the hospital today.
Smaller crowds protest police shooting.
Tonight was a very good night in Ferguson.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Dramatic postscripts to the shocking murder of American journalist James Foley by ISIS terrorists. The U.S. reportedly rejected a multi-million-dollar ransom demand, and a rescue mission this summer for Foley and other Americans failed. We're live now with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Steve, officials with the president here on Martha's Vineyard sadly confirm the captives had been moved when the elite military teams arrived at a Syrian site pinpointed by U.S. intelligence. Officials reluctantly revealed last month's failed effort because some media were ready to report on it. Former top CIA official Michael Morell, a CBS News contributor, says the disclosure was unfortunate.
When we showed up at that oil refinery, the hostages weren't there, so ISIS was not sure why we came. Now they know that we may make an attempt to go after hostages so they will better protect them.
Morell believes Islamic State terrorists pose an increasing threat.
It took Al-Qaeda 2.5 years to plan 9/11. Would not surprise me to know that ISIS may be thinking about going in that kind of direction.
Steve, the rescue attempt is the only known U.S. military ground operation inside Syria since the start of the civil war there.
Well, James Foley's family is planning a mass for the slain journalist Sunday in Rochester, New Hampshire. Yesterday, his mother Diane and father John summoned the resolve to speak about their son and the others still being held.
Jim was a great American, and he believed in the very best of our country.
We beg compassion and mercy for Stephen Sotloff. And for the other captives, we just beg mercy. They never hurt anybody. They were trying to help.
And James Foley's brother John was mentioned by the terrorists in their execution video. He's a major in the Air Force, and the military notes today he's not serving on a mission in that region. There's good news this morning about the two American Ebola victims. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us.
The aid group he works for says Dr. Kent Brantley gets to leave the Atlanta hospital today where he was treated for Ebola. Samaritan's Purse says Brantley has recovered. Emory University Hospital plans to give details later today on Brantley and fellow aid worker Nancy Reitbull, who's also hospitalized. It's unclear when she'll be released, but her husband has said
she keeps telling me that that she's doing better bit by bit.
Brantley and Reitbull contracted Ebola while working to stop an outbreak that's killed more than 1,300 people.
There's a racial divide when it comes to President Obama's handling of the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. 60% of blacks are satisfied with it compared to 35% of whites in a new CBS News New York Times poll. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the demonstrations in the streets.
It was another evening of protesters marching and chanting. But there was a big difference last night.
There were no confrontations.
After a series of violent face-offs between police and protesters, face-offs resulting in mass arrests, last night things ended peacefully. Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson.
We deployed no smoke, no tear gas, and no mace.
A sign, perhaps, that emotions are beginning to cool. Also yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder came to the St. Louis area. He met with the parents of Michael Brown. And a St. Louis County grand jury is now hearing evidence to determine whether charges should be filed against the police officer who killed Brown. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Ferguson, Missouri.
Bank of America has agreed to pay nearly $17 billion to settle federal and state allegations it sold risky mortgage-backed securities to investors before the financial meltdown. The settlement would be the largest in history between Uncle Sam and a single company. Virginia may be for lovers, but gay marriage will have to wait. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to delay an appeals court ruling that struck down the state's same-sex marriage ban approved by voters 8 years ago. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
The Supreme Court is essentially promising that it is going to review these cases, probably all of them together, Utah, Virginia, and these other states, at the same time, perhaps as early as this term.
Gay marriage is legal in 19 states and D.C. The UPS store is telling customers credit and debit card information may have been exposed by a computer virus on systems at 51 stores in 24 states.
It's important to note that there has been no fraudulent activity reported along with this security breach. We just wanted to make sure that customers are aware and monitoring their own cards.
The company's Chelsea Lee says tens of thousands of transactions from January through the middle of this month may have been affected. Overseas, CBS's Robert Berger tells us a new attack has hit the Hamas leadership hard.
Israel killed three senior Hamas commanders in an airstrike in Gaza a day after an assassination attempt on the group's top military leader. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said terrorist leaders are legitimate targets and no one is immune. Hamas responded with rocket attacks and said Israeli war crimes won't stop Palestinian resistance. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly is now cancer-free. The ex-quarterback got the news from doctors 3 months after completing aggressive treatment for his sinus cancer. The talk of the sports world, teenager Monet Davis had little luck last night with Las Vegas. Her Philadelphia team lost 8-1 in the Little League World Series, but they're not out of it.
The 13-year-old became an overnight sensation and the first Little Leaguer, male or female, to be featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Monet's mom says it's been a whirlwind experience.
I think it's starting to overwhelm her right now.
That seemed to show against the powerful Las Vegas lineup. She allowed three pivotal runs early on. Third inning, her coach pulled her from the mound, hoping to save her arm for the next game. If they beat Chicago, they'll rematch with Las Vegas. Matt Rivers for CBS News, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
That game with Chicago is today. Davis would be eligible to pitch again if that team does advance to the U.S. Championship game on Saturday. One last summer getaway? Well, why not? Heather Hunter of the AAA says a lot of us have travel plans.
AAA is projecting that nearly 35 million Americans will be traveling this Labor Day weekend. That's a 1.3% increase from last year and the highest level we've seen since 2008.
And she says gas prices the last few weeks have cooperated, staying about the same or slipping a bit lower. Thanks to technology, reading isn't what it used to be, and that may not be a good thing. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
If you like to read from an electronic device like a Kindle, iPad, or even your PC, you may be losing something along the way. Norwegian researchers say e-readers can make it harder to absorb details from what's being read. They had people read both electronically and from printed books and found those who used e-readers performed significantly worse when asked to relay a story's events in the correct order. They think the act of turning a page and knowing how much of the book is left causes the reader to absorb more information. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A day after four McDonald's restaurants in Moscow were shut down amid concern about sanitary conditions, some others in Russia are now being checked. There are 438 McDonald's outlets in Russia. One that was closed was the first to open in that country in 1990 and still one of the busiest in the world. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.